We'd been in the middle of the story of that shepherd named Akiva, who was working by Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was one of the wealthiest Jews of the time. He had a fantastic daughter, and she liked Akiva, and she wanted to marry him. And her father swore that he'd give her nothing from his wealth if she would. But that didn't detain her, that didn't stand in her way. They got married, and what he told her was, I know we're very poor now, but hold on, let's daven to Hashem, because if I'll have money, I'll make you a gold crown. And they're talking between them. They didn't have anything. They'd sleep in the hay to keep warm. It says in Avos Rabbi Nosson that he'd burn hay to have light, and his neighbors begged him, we'll buy you oil, stop burning the hay, because it makes too much smoke. And he said to them, no, I make so many uses of the hay. It warms me, it has a lot of uses. So a person came to them and says, my wife is pregnant, she's about to give birth, and I have no garment for her. Could you please give me some garment? And Akiva turns to his wife and he says, you see, we are well off. There are other people who are worse off than us. And at one point she says to him, listen here, my master. Listen to my advice. Go learn Torah from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua for 12 years. And he's gone. He goes and learns for 12 years. And we know that he didn't even know Aleph Beis when he started. And when he comes back, he has 12,000 students walking behind him. And he comes to his house and hears a man cursing his wife and saying, I heard what your father did to you. You married a shepherd, you. And I'm a Aretz that isn't fitting for a man of your nobility. And look at him. What kind of husband? He's left you for 12 years now. And you, even though you're married to him, what do you get out of it? You lost everything and you got nothing. And his wife said, you know, if I could, I'd send him back to learn another 12 years. So you shouldn't come home in Amaretz. I sent him out in Amaretz. But if I could, I'd send him back for another 12 years. I'm trying to figure out a way to get the message to him that he should know that if it's up to me, he shouldn't even come back. So Rabbi Akiva heard that and he went back and learned for another 12 years. And after the second set of 12 years, he came back, and this time he had 24,000 students. And the elders of the city rushed out to greet him, and he's coming with all this great honor. And he sends word to his wife telling her, I'm coming back. Now, she only had rags to wear, tatters. And she said, Yodeh tzadik din dalim. A tzadik understands how poor people have to make do. He won't be upset that I'm coming out in tatters. And she went out and fell before him. And the students see this woman in tatters going before him. And so they come to push her away. And we'll pick up here next time.